want to kick off our two of the show with a great story. Jamie Hall is joining us now, CEO of Habitat for Humanity Manitoba. Jamie, good morning.
Good morning, Hal. Happy to be here.
Thanks for doing this. I love this story. I've been excited all morning about reading this piece from Artem S., a Winnipeg grade sixer who entered this National Meaning of Home writing contest. And what I'm about to read got you at Habitat a $10,000 grant. Isn't that fantastic?
It's amazing. He hit it out of the park, Artem did.
Absolutely. What are you going to do with that 10 grand?
Oh, we got lots of homes to build this year. So we're finishing off our big project on Pandora Avenue. We're going to complete the last 15 of 55 homes, but we're going strong with some homes on Panet Avenue and around the city and the province. We've got homes being built.
Mm-hmm. More Habitat homes being built now than ever before?
Yes. Last year was our record year at 29, and we're hoping to hit 31 this year. So, yeah, it'll be our record year if we keep going strong.
Nice. So 10 grand comes in handy. Listen to what Artem wrote. The meaning of Artem's home. Artem writes, I was born in Ukraine. My first home was Ukraine. There I lived in a yellow apartment, which had three bedrooms, one kitchen, one living room, and two washrooms. I loved living in our apartment with my brother and sister, and my mom and dad. I have many good memories of living in the apartment with my family. When I left Ukraine, I thought I had left my home forever. I remember holding my mom's hand at the airport, afraid of everything, the plane, the future, and the new language that I didn't understand. Ukraine was my grandparents' hugs, my friends' laughter, and the streets where I learned to ride a bike. It was the place where my story began. Then we left. When we arrived in Canada, everything felt too big and too quiet. I felt small in my new classroom, scared to speak because I didn't know the words. I missed who I used to be, confident and happy. But Canada was patient with me. My teacher waited while I searched for English words. My classmates smiled when I made mistakes. One girl invited me to play in the snow, even though I was too shy to ask. Slowly, I started to laugh again. For the first time in a long time, I felt safe. Canada gave my family peace. It gave my parents hope instead of worry. It gave me the chance to dream about my future, not be afraid of it. Ukraine will always be my roots, but Canada is where I am growing. Home is not only where you are born. Home is the place that gives you new beginnings, the place where you feel safe enough to hope again. Canada is not just where I live. It is my home. Your reaction, Jamie, when you read that?
Well, and I've heard it before, and it's still got chills and brings a tear to my eye. Just the wisdom of the young and just energizes me for what we do at Habitat. And because we work with families that are, and a large number of our families are newcomers. And that whole idea, and we talk about home is foundational, home is so important. And, you know, a guy with a title that CEO might be good saying that up on a stage, but when you hear it from a child that is impacted and tells you how important their home is, it really just re-energizes all of us at Habitat to do what we do. So, I mean, way to go, Artem. It's just amazing work you did.
Yeah, it made my week, made my month reading that.
Yep.
And that's why I reached out to you. I wanted to make sure you were here to weigh in on that because, man, this is a, 11, 12 years old? I mean, grade six, right? I mean, that is an incredible piece.
Well, and the amazing thing, like this contest is run across the country. In Manitoba, we had 3,069 students that submitted, and our generous sponsors give $10 for every submission. So when you think about it, Manitoba students raised $30,000 already for Habitat. And then Artem's submission that won the runner-up, another $10,000 on top of it. It's just, to see our young in our province doing something so meaningful, you know, this contest, Meaning of Home, but it having a direct impact for the work we do here in Manitoba at Habitat. It's just amazing.
Well, and I have been at key presentations at a Habitat home, and I don't think there's boy, I can't think of anything off the top of my head that is more emotional, more wonderful than a family that has put sweat equity into the home and pays for the home. You don't get a home for free. But getting that key, and I can just remember the kids of the family and what it meant to them to have a home.
It's just amazing. And often at those key ceremonies, the kids are seeing the home for the first time. The parents are typically involved in helping build it. But I like to go early and seeing when the kids arrive, because this is, you see their life changing before your eyes. It's just amazing. And, you know, having built 29 last year, that's on average every 2 weeks we get to see children's life change. It's just amazing to see, and amazing the support we have in this province to have a program like this that students are engaged. I also want to shout out the teachers, the school administrators, the school divisions that have aligned this with the curriculum. It's the curriculum that is about building community. So what better way to say, write an essay about the importance of building community, but actually there's $10 going to help build community in Winnipeg by the work you do. And of course the parents, and I also want to shout out a volunteer named Mary, who she's a retired school administrator, and she coordinates this every year. And she does such an amazing job for us, but engages the teachers and engages the kids. It's just amazing to have her and the work she does. So it's not just money. We talk about volunteer, donate stuff to the Restore, or donate funds. There's many ways that we see the generosity in this province.
Jamie, thanks for doing this.
Awesome. Hal, great chatting with you, and I'm glad to talk about it.
Yeah. Jamie Hall, CEO of Habitat for Humanity Manitoba. Thanks to all the students that participated in this contest, and way to go, Artem. Man, like, just fantastic. It's not very often, I mean, it happens, but it's not very often where words move me the way Artem's piece moved me. And I was so excited to read it for you. And I hope I did it justice for Artem, because that will mean $10,000 getting that runner up. I haven't seen what the person wrote who got first place, but Artem, great job.